I've been a Red Cross volunteer for about 8 years, and so I usually get called for disasters. This time I worked at our airport in Champaign for the first few days, and then I went to Chicago, and I taught a mental health class there to counselors and social workers that were working at O'Hare. And then I came home for a week, and then I went to New York, and I worked at one of the family assistance centers.
What was that like?
Overwhelming is the only word I can think of. In addition to all of the grief, there was an awful lot of love and compassion. So it was very mixed feelings. There was also a lot of chaos.
I was going to ask, how busy was it?
As you walked in, there were interpreters for 166 different languages, and there were representatives from probably 100 plus different organizations and government agencies.
What was the issue you had to deal with the most? Was it shock or grief? What?
I think that knowing what to do next, it's hard to think, so probably shock is the best word, but a lot of people weren't Native Americans, and they were here for just a really terrible reason and didn't know who to talk to or what to do.
So they felt alone, and you guys were there to be able to talk to them, give them some.
Right. During the week I was there, I think that probably just Red Cross volunteers, there were 200 in that one center, and there were 6 different centers. So that's an awesome amount of helping.
What did you bring back? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, when this all happened a year ago, felt like they wanted to do something. You were one who was able to go out there and actually do it there.
Well, I came back and I wrecked my car because I was in La La Land. But I think what you bring back is gratitude. You know that you can help a little bit when everyone wants to, and you hug your kids a little bit tighter.
What about today? Lots of ceremonies going on throughout the state, throughout the country. What does this ceremony mean to you? Is remembering helpful?
This is something I couldn't do at the time I was working, because you have to put everything on the back burner in order to help other people. So it's been quite helpful, the TV stories and the news stories and the ceremonies we have, to put it into a place. It never goes away, but you learn how to sort it out.
Sure. And what were the dates that you were there?
I truly don't remember. I was there 3 times. I know I was there on the 30-day mark, which was when the anthrax scare came. So I stood in Times Square and watched all the letters go by on the big billboards. And then I went back twice in January, I believe.
How was it different the second and third times, a little bit further removed?
The people weren't quite as angry. The first time, you could just stand on street corners and hear all kinds of expletives. And the confusion was also not quite as much, because all of the agencies had their people in place.
Better organized, less chaos, I would imagine.
A little bit.
The people that you dealt with, was it all types? Was it mostly families of survivors? Was it survivors, survivors' families, victims' families?
It was mostly families. The hardest thing I did was ride on a ferry from the service center to Ground Zero with families, and they assigned a mental health worker to each family, and they made memorials. They took teddy bears and flowers that had been donated by the mayor's office. It was tough.
So you were with the family then that would place that memorial down?
Right. Brothers and parents and things. It was really a hard deal.
What is something you can share with the general public around here who wasn't there, who may not have had any specific connection to anyone who died, but are still dealing with the situation as everyone is?
Right. I think the loss of safety and comfort that we have in our country went away that day, and I think it's coming back a little by little. But even people that weren't there helped some way. Everybody I know did something. And so I guess what I have to say is, keep helping in your little corner of the world. It doesn't have to be the big deal.